Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Kerry seeks Saudi support for Syrian ceasefire. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sought Saudi Arabia's support today in strengthening a cessation of hostilities agreement between Syrian government forces and rebels ahead of broader talks on regional crises later this week. Kerry, trying to shore up support for the shaky ceasefire in Syria, met with Saudi King Salman, whose country has been a key supporter of rebels fighting to overthrow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The campaigns for and against Britain's European Union membership have intensified, with anti-EU figurehead Boris Johnson saying the bloc's current structure is doomed to fail, and pro-EU Prime Minister David Cameron warning that a British EU exit will trigger economic recession.
And I'm absolutely convinced that our economic security will be better if we stay in a reformed European Union, and it will be seriously at risk if we were to leave.
Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad today that killed 11 people and wounded 21 more. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more terrorists wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. Multinational forces fighting the Islamic extremists of Boko Haram arrested five of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children, according to Cameroon's government. Authorities reported that the raids were in a forest earlier this month, freeing 28 children and freeing at least 18 women. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's defense ministry expressed its strong dissatisfaction with the United States, criticizing an annual report by the U.S. Department of Defense as misrepresenting the country's military development. The Defense Department report to the U.S. Congress, issued Friday, said that China was focused on developing and weaponizing the islands it has built in the disputed waters of the South China Sea, so it will have greater control over the maritime region without resorting to armed conflict. Defense Ministry spokesman Yang Yunjun told the state news agency Xinhua the U.S. report on China's military activities in 2015 had willfully distorted China's national defense policy. Afghanistan security forces said today they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy. The fighting on the outskirts of Puli Kumri, capital of Baghlan province, erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts, residents and insurgent sources said. The hostilities temporarily closed the main highway, which links the national capital of Kabul with eight northern provinces as well as neighboring countries. After security forces led successful counterattacks and forced the rebels to retreat, the road was reopened, provincial officials said. The Afghan government is being criticized by rights activists and many Afghans for negotiating with a militant Hezb-e-Islami faction led by fugitive Afghan warlord Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. The 68-year-old former prime minister allegedly killed thousands of civilians and committed human rights abuses during the Afghan fighting of the 1990s. However, Afghan First Lady Rula Ghani has defended her husband's peace bid.
You don't make peace with your friends. You make peace with your enemies. Unfortunately, it's hard, it's not easy, but this person is also in Afghan, and he has a right to be in his country. Under certain condition, under his respect for the constitution and his respect for the rules of the country.
The economic and political crisis in Venezuela has deepened as President Nicolas Maduro threatened to seize closed factories and arrest their owners, whom he said were trying to sabotage the country. Maduro spoke to supporters at a rally in Caracas as the country struggles to deal with food shortages, rapid inflation, and riots, just a day after he extended a state of emergency. Ukrainian singer Jamala has won this year's Eurovision Song Contest, with one of the few entries in the contest that could be seen as a political statement of reference to the Soviet deportation of ethnic Tatars from the Crimean Peninsula in the early 1940s. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.